Space News 104. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of October 10, 2025. In the first piece of news for today, there have been some important advances in how the interstellar community views Earth, which you should be made aware of. All the Galactic Federation members with whom the Antarian Future Queen, as Ed Nydia, and the Irma King Rua have talked to, all unanimously agree that the government, or the system, or however you want to call it, that rules planet Earth is not legitimate at least. Contrary to what other authors on this subject on Earth say, who like to hype their own importance, sometimes with shady intentions that are linked to the ruling cabal, what I can tell you is that most definitely, planet Earth has no representative, no chair, so to speak, in the galactic community, at least in the part that concerns the Galactic Federation, as we cannot speak for the regressive organizations which are intervening and cooperating with the cabal, such as the Orion Council. If the government that is ruling Earth is not seen as a legitimate organization, then the entire planet's culture is not considered part of the Galactic Federation, despite what I have stated before, that it belongs to the Federation as it is deep within its area of galactic quadrant of dominance and control. In simpler words, the planet belongs to the Galactic Federation community of star races, but its government is no longer recognized as a legitimate organization. Part of why it is not recognized is because, after having researched the problem thoroughly, as Ed Nydia and Rua have not found any Federation star race that accepts being constantly interacting with the governments on Earth, except the Etorthans, who openly state that they are the only communication bridge between the ruling cabal on Earth and the Federation star races. Same way, they also state that they are the only bridge between the Galactic Federation and the Orion Council. Even though the local community of star races that deal with Earth affairs on a more or less continuous basis, those who are usually in Earth's orbit, no longer recognize the Etorthans as Federation members, but other stellar communities of the same Federation, and who are further away from Earth still see them as decent, respectable, and reliable members. From the point of view of those other, further away star nations and the Etorthans themselves, they were harassed and attacked by several of the Federation star nations currently around Earth, especially those within the so-called Triad, all to remove them from influencing the region and communicating with the ruling cabal on Earth, therefore hindering their efforts to achieve peaceful treaties with them. This is, of course, twisting the facts around at their convenience, as we all know how things went back then at the start of the Viera incident, where the Etorthans were finally removed from this area in space, yet to this day we have proof that they still talk and manipulate the cabal on Earth using portals and jump rooms from dumps and bases underground to their high-orbiting starships, those currently stationed at an average altitude of 5 million kilometers. This even while the Etorthans openly deny all of this. These last facts have convinced the vast majority of the star nations collectively and currently in Earth's orbit that the Etorthans are using all kinds of treachery against the rest of the present galactic community, and against the people of Earth, and can never be trusted. Even less so as everyone now knows the problems the Irma have had with the Etorthans in the past, and while those no longer have any credibility, the Irma certainly do. As with everything that has to do with the astral side, even more so when it is used to manipulate people on the side of the living, things are hard to prove, but we have enough circumstantial evidence to state that the Etorthans and their manipulative mind control techniques, in which they are so good at, may have been and still are puppeteering people on Earth in appropriate positions to attack the Triad, using every conceivable vulnerability. This is also seen when lower and higher Cabal members deny the Triad any chance to dialogue. There is no way to communicate directly with ruling Cabal members to this day, and, in some cases, don't even recognize the existence of the Triad. Even when our influence in this sector is vast and highly dominant, and therefore undeniable. All this makes it quite obvious to see that the Orion Council, through the Atorthans, is manipulating the ruling Cabal on Earth, isolating it from the rest of the galactic community for their own exploitative and manipulative purposes. Besides all this, the Cabal on Earth is now regarded as a very regressive, piracy-based government by the vast majority of the Federation star nations involved with Earth affairs, those commonly found orbiting the planet at various altitudes. This is also because of the recent attacks against Antarian and Taygetan civilian supply ships while they approached Earth. The present Galactic Federation community does not accept the Cabal on Earth to be a legitimate government, as full Atorthan and Orion Council manipulation is now proven. Yet, having said that, legally, and through the rules and regulations of the Galactic Federation itself, the governments on Earth and their puppet politicians are still seen as valid elected representatives of the people. This is even when the Federation star nations do not see democracy as a legitimate and fair political system, as it has too many problems and loopholes that allow it to be highly prone to external manipulation. This alone makes most of the Federation star nations assume that the problem on Earth must still be fixed from inside, and by the very inhabitants who elect and suffer their governments, even when it is widely known that the elected officials did not cleanly get into office, as they were actually set in place by shallow secret societies, leaving the entire voting process only as manipulative pantomime for the people. A word here about the deep state: we do not see it as most people describe it on Earth, as for us, it is just another name for the shallow secret societies that are puppeteering the illusory elected officials, those the commoner thinks they voted into office, but were not. Therefore, the deep state is not even that deep, as other deeper organizations are manipulating them from deeper under the table, from deeper underground, better said. Most Federation members seeing Earth's politicians as valid representatives of the people just because some aspects of space law say so, and in the face of several levels of manipulation from both internal and external sources, is quite shameful, but that is how things currently are. This causes those Federation star nations to push the idea of isolating Earth from the rest of the galactic community even further, to avoid its negativity and its problems from spreading. Federation star nations, which I choose not to mention by name because they are dear to too many people on Earth. The problem here is that much conscientization is still needed around those star nations, because it looks like they are not aware or deny the fact that the problem on Earth, or with Earth, has already spread all around the galaxy, and to highly worrisome levels. Therefore, planetary containment only makes things worse. Besides, what containment are they talking about when the Cabal there and all those who manipulate it are using portals and jump rooms to move around, and which are very difficult to detect and to stop, if not impossible, so making the starship blockade around Earth stronger, enforcing it even further is completely useless, as legitimate visitors and present Federation star nations are the only ones who fly starships in this area and following the rules. When the Cabal on Earth, or the interstellar government underground, moves freely using portals and jump rooms, some of which are large enough to move SSP starships, effectively making them, or allowing them to jump the blockade with ease. Here I must mention that regressive and Cabal starships are also freely roaming in the Earth's atmosphere, doing whatever they want, as long as they are below the 100-kilometer legal Earth airspace, and as long as the bulk of the Federation Star Nations see the elected governments of Earth as legally valid, there isn't much we can do about that. If they go above the 100 kilometers legal altitude, then we can intercept them. But if they are using jump rooms and portals for starships, and they are appearing in deep space, or at least in interplanetary space, it is very difficult for us to intercept those ships, allowing them to move around space, engaging in piracy and sequestering people from various star nations, especially those which still are at a pre-industrial level, as I have described before in other videos. Moving on to other news, although still related, a few days ago I went to Temma using remote presence to see the repairs being done to the Tejetan supply cargo vessel, Sasketch 2, after it was attacked by SSP pirate ships last week. It has a minor impact on the port side of its hull and a larger one to starboard, large enough for a car to fit through the hole. It is round and clearly coming from a high-energy plasma cannon. Its edges are burnt and twisted inwards, and can clearly be seen against the ship's white hull. The blast managed to go through the first level of hull but not through the second one. Sasketch 2 is a civilian cargo and transport ship, the largest in the entire Tejetan fleet, and with only 4 engines, she is slow and clumsy to maneuver, especially compared to the Alcyon and Aldebaran-class dreadnought starships of the fleet, which have 8 massive engines and are considerably smaller. Sasketch 2 has been fully repaired, and she has re-entered service, but with new rules, as she cannot approach Earth out of hyperspace without a military escort. This new rule is also for every Triad transport craft approaching Earth, except if it is an Irma starship, as those are always heavily armored and armed. And just yesterday, I went back to Temma using remote presence again, but this time to see that the new skyscraper building in Talika City is finished and ready to be filled with furniture and ready to start operating for everything it was built for. I, too, will have an office there, for whenever it is needed, and I chose one at level 200 of 244, because it is the last office level to have a balcony. I was there alone for over an hour, enjoying the place and my solitude. I loved the balcony because I could see the haze and some clouds below, making an illusory effect as if the building came out of them. It was a cloudy day in Talika City, Temma, so visibility was not good, as I could not see the sea from there, as I usually would, but I could smell it. Being so high up there gave me a very interesting, peaceful experience as I had a feeling of being in isolation and high above the clouds, where everything is silent, except for the occasional howling of the wind. Before I go, I want to thank all of you who support me in every way, including those of you who send me your beautiful donations, which are being used for my and our sustenance, and for the benefit of humankind through ongoing rescue and similar operations. Your money is being well spent, and only I administer it. I want you to know that I am reading your messages. Thank you, my friends. The helicopter-like craft are still in evaluation and training stages here, but will enter action soon. The interviews with the Irma are coming soon, and DK will also join us with more messages in his own voice. This is all I can share today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation. Your friend, Marie.